This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Lindsay Grogene. Today we're talking with the Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau, Whitney Quick, about a report they recently released on one of the top three frauds experienced across the nation and Canada, lottery and sweepstakes frauds. According to the report, these scams took nearly $117 million from victims just last year. Hi, Whitney.
Hi.
So go ahead and tell us about this new report.
So a report came out because in 2015, there was a man in St. Louis. He was in his 80s. He got in a phone call saying that he had won $60 million. So he was contacted by, obviously, scammers and swindled out of $8 million. What they did is they told him that they would send an armored truck out to his house with the money in it, and that all he had to do is pay upfront the taxes and everything else. And they ended up taking, like I said, $8 million from him. So he didn't even need the money. He was a self-made millionaire, and he just wanted the money to donate to a university, which was pretty sad.
What were some of the findings in this report?
Typically, the scam victims are between 65 and 74 years old. And right now, because our grandparents have social media, a lot of it is coming through Facebook. What they're doing is a friend will reach out and tell them that they've won. And whenever they think that it's a friend, they obviously think that it's more credible. And so they're more likely to trust and give out personal information.
And so it's a friend's account. Is it hacked?
Typically, yes. And a lot of these are coming from Jamaica. So yeah, it's coming through many channels, phone calls, text messages, pop-ups on your smartphone. You've seen it all. Anytime that you're on an internet browser and it pops up and it says you've just won $500. And then you're more likely to give out your personal information whenever you think that you have won a prize.
What are some of the tips that you all have at Better Business Bureau for consumers being caught in these frauds?
So first of all, in order to win the lottery, you actually have to play the lottery. So you didn't just win the lottery out of nowhere, and Facebook does not have a lottery. There was a thing going around Facebook, and it was Mark Zuckerberg saying that you'd want this, this, and this, and they have announced that there is not a Facebook lottery. Also, true lotteries don't ask for money, and if they want taxes, they take it out themselves. If you do have questions about a lottery and like Publishers Clearinghouse, if somebody says that you've won it, you can immediately hang up and call Publishers Clearinghouse to verify whether or not you have. And then you can also report it on the North American Association of State and Provincial Lotteries, and also check with your local state lottery agency. And then if you are dealing with any of these, obviously you need to report those to the police, but you can also report those on ScamTracker at BBB.org.
What are some good rules of thumb in terms of dealing with frauds?
Typically, if you're dealing with any company you've never heard of, you can look them up on our website at BBB.org. Check out and see if they are a real company or not. Check out the reviews and the complaints. And we have all of that there. And it's free. And you can look at it and see anything anyone in the last 3 years has complained about with a company.
All right. Thank you so much, Whitney, for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been going public with Whitney Quick, Regional Director of the Better Business Bureau. For KRCU, I'm Lindsay Grogene. To hear more conversations, visit our website at krcu.org.